Get this, 72% of Americans are using social media every single day. Here's the thing, it's a huge opportunity for your church, and it can be very time consuming, but we came up with 5 hacks that are super simple that'll help you make a dramatic impact on increasing your social media views. Let's do it. You're listening to the Reach Right podcast, the show dedicated to helping your church reach more people and grow. Well, hey guys, I'm Thomas.
And I'm Ian.
And today we are talking about church social media hacks that every pastor needs to know for this year. I think it should be a helpful conversation. Everybody's always looking for a little tweak we can make. And we have some pretty good ones here today that I think just by making a couple of these adjustments, there's some evidence that shows that you can see 50, 60% increase on your engagement on things. So I think these are kind of proven to work, and I'm excited to share some of these hacks with people.
And the cool thing is they kind of are minor hacks. So nothing that's too complex or overwhelming as far as the workload. I mean, with social media, obviously you're going to get what you put in. You know, you got to count the cost. You're going to be updating things. It's going to take some work, but you know, a lot of our churches, they're already obviously active on social media to varying degrees, but these little can be little tweaks that just up your results and maybe make you want to even focus on it more. So there you go.
We've done episodes before where we've talked about big overhauls for social media,
right,
like start converting all your sermons into reels and TikTok videos. And that's not the kind of things we're talking about today. We're talking about little hacks that I think, like, honestly, some of them will take 5 extra seconds when you post. And you do that, and there's some evidence that shows that you're going to get better results. So, let's dive in. Well, actually, Ian, we wanted to start with a couple of stats, right?
We love stats, and they obviously point out the importance of this and also are eye-opening at times. So Pew Research is one that a lot of us know. As pastors and ministry leaders, say 72% of people in America say they use at least one social media site. And then if the majority of your church is under 30, Instagram and TikTok is the way to go. If your church is above 30 on average, then Facebook may be a better option. And one other stat kind of backing that up is, according to Statista, 70% of teenagers, well, it's not related to the one I just mentioned, but this is still kind of interesting. 70% of teenagers check social media more than once a day. And when you and I were chuckling about that, we were like, kind of like, duh, yeah, gosh, I know. My kids definitely are checking it more than once a day, for sure.
Yeah, so. I assume they are. Yeah, and I guess it depends on what you define as social media. So,
right.
I think YouTube is probably the largest social media platform today.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't really use it like social media. We just use it. I know personally, I don't comment. I don't personally create content. We do this, you and I do.
Yeah.
So,
right.
We put this onto YouTube, but yeah, there's lots of variables in that there. But I think the main thing with all those stats is that, if you are ignoring this, then you are making a huge omission, I think, in kind of what your church can be capable of and your assignment, because the vast majority of your church is on social media. The vast majority of your community that you have not yet reached is on social media. I think these numbers seem surprisingly low to me in a lot of ways, because I very rarely meet people that are not on social media at all.
Yep.
And even when they say they aren't, they often are. They just don't even know it, because they'll use Reddit or some other thing that they don't really think of social media as social media. So anyway, I think it's super important. And that being said, you know, if you can do a few little things to turn the move the needle a little bit for you and reach these 70% of people we're talking about, that's a huge opportunity there. So I'll kick us off. We have 5 total hacks. Hack number one is know what platform you're on. Here's something that I see so many churches do is that a lot of us have been on Facebook the longest, or maybe Instagram is what you've been on the most. And so we do everything for that one platform. And if you're only on one platform, that's okay. But if you're on multiple platforms, which I think for a lot of churches, it makes sense because most of the work is the same from platform to platform.
That's right.
Like putting a reel on both Facebook and Instagram is just a matter of checking another button. It's a little box. Just post this to Facebook too. Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The audience on Facebook and the audience on Instagram and the audience on YouTube and the audience on TikTok and on Twitter and on LinkedIn, and all these places are different. And so it's so important that you really know that you're posting the right kind of content. So don't make the mistake of writing the same descriptions for every one of these platforms. In fact, I think this is a great use case for AI. It's really easy for you to actually have AI help you with that. I have fed into AI kind of a prompt that I've used before that says, you know, create a description for this post that we're going to do, this reel, for instance, for these different platforms. Make it unique to each platform. And, you know, I tell it things like for LinkedIn, make it more professional sounding. For Twitter, make it more casual and conversational. And so we do those things, and I have AI spit out these different descriptions for each one. When we do that, we have seen much better results. We just that little bit of tailoring. So how big of an increase is that? Is it a hack? I'd say that probably takes me about maybe 3 extra minutes per post.
Yeah.
And you know, running it through an AI platform to help me come up with good descriptions based on the original one that I did. And it usually renders better results for us. So a little hack that I think makes a big difference.
No, that's good, because I think a lot of people think if they have to take those extra steps, it's, oh my gosh, I don't have the time to do that. So really, it like you said, checking a couple boxes, running it briefly by AI. So that's good, Thomas. This next one, tag your location specifically on Instagram. This is another interesting stat. 70% of Instagram posts don't get seen. So tagging your location is going to, and particularly this is important to do for your the city you're in, will make you a lot more visible there. So
So this one was huge. I think this is probably, if you're going to take any one hack from this episode here today, this is the easiest hack. And if you're not doing it, I think you're missing out on a huge opportunity. So again, I want to say the statistic. Posts that have a location tagged in them get 79% more engagement. 79%.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's like, that's a huge increase, right?
Yeah.
So all it takes to tag a place in it is just at the end of your Instagram post, hitting that location place and saying, hey, I'm in Georgetown, Texas, or I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, or I'm in Hawaii Kai. We recommend using your city, or at least like your location. Like, so if you're in a really big city, like say you're in New York, you might want to put Brooklyn or the Bronx or something like that. But, you know, for me, we're in a part of Honolulu. The area that I'm in is a large community in Honolulu called Hawaii Kai. So we want to tag all of our Instagram posts with Hawaii Kai. And we have seen that you get much better engagement when you actually put a location in your post. I'd recommend you try out a few different ways of doing location. So if you're in a place like me, maybe you want to do your whole city, like I do Honolulu. Maybe try it with the location of your church and see if you get some better results. I think most of you will find what I've found is that usually your actual city name is where you're going to get the best results there. So in our case, the kind of the community that we're in, about 30,000 people live there, and that's what's best for us here. So
that's good.
Huge win. I think a super simple thing. Time investment, I'd say 3 to 5 seconds per post is how extra, how much extra work it does.
3 to 5 seconds for 79% more engagement. Like you said, if there was only one thing, that's good.
Worth it. Totally. So, all right. Next one kind of goes with it. Dropping comments on other posts in your location. So just how we said, you can tag your city. I would recommend that every church gets in the habit of maybe once a week hopping in and putting your city name into the search bar on Instagram. You could do this on Facebook and other platforms too. And actually getting on and see anybody that commented with Georgetown, Texas, for instance, in your case, Ian, getting in there and commenting on it and just being nice. Like, don't be weird about it. Like, and you know, you're not going to comment on every single post if there's inappropriate things or, you know, just, you know, people at dinner, though. That's not what we're looking for.
Right.
But let's say somebody, here's the thing to remember. We just said that most posts don't get seen, right? What do we say? We said that 70% of Instagram posts don't get any engagement, and they're not seen at all, right?
Right.
So most people get no comments, no likes, nothing on their posts, and they're really open and would love to see something. So let's say somebody is at your community dog park and they put a picture of their dog. what's stopping you from writing something in there like, that dog is so cute, or your dog is so cute, yeah. like something like that, just as a, from your church account, doing something like that, yeah. remembering that this person probably is getting no engagement on their post,
right.
then they're seeing a message from your church. What kind of will does that build towards that person when they yeah. think of your church? Like, that's yeah. a nice place. When they're thinking of, where am I going to go for Easter or Christmas Eve this year yeah. or something like that, your church is first of mind because that's the church that told me I had a cute dog. And
they
that's
just may
want to
bring
for.
Their dog. That's the only challenge. So
that is,
there you go.
That is a challenge. If you're a dog-friendly yeah. church, definitely do this. So, yeah, I don't know. There's so many different things that people are posting on social media that just make it so simple. And if it has your city name on it and you're about the wellness yeah. and the benefit of your city, then do these kinds of things. It's an easy win. I think it's yeah. a pretty simple hack. I think it's probably a 10 to 15 minutes a week is how much time you could invest in this.
Yeah.
But think about all the goodwill and the relationship that you're building to make your church the first church that someone would think of when they think of churches yeah. in your city. Huge win opportunity.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Nothing much to add on that. This next one you would think is kind of a no-brainer, but stay up to date and post on current events, you know, just stuff in pop culture, things that are relevant. Again, you think it's a no-brainer, but I think often we kind of forget to do those things if we have our own agenda and initiative, and we got to remember that this, a lot of what happens on social media now is a wash because of the marketing and everything else that happens there now. So, you know, staying relevant and attuned with what's going on in culture, not that mm-hmm. you have to get controversial. We know that those things can sometimes happen, obviously, within church, but just staying relevant and posting on current events keeps people engaged. Maybe it's a big movie that's out right now, whatever it would be. I just saw a pastor do that the other day, talking about Gladiator 2. But basically, yeah, it just, it was engaging. I was like, oh yeah, I saw that. So, yeah.
So I have some thoughts on this. I think there's two things I'd like to say. One is, I think that this is a strategy that has been abused in the past. And I know that I am one that kind of abused this, and I feel almost kind of scummy for doing it in some ways. So there was a time where you could rush to be the first person to make a pray for blank graphic, right?
Oh, that's
when something
right.
terrible happens.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They had the storms in Tennessee and yeah. North Carolina just recently, right? So, someone could, in theory, rush to make a Pray for Tennessee graphic or, I remember seeing these things. Anytime there was a major tragedy, almost like vultures, and it's yeah. not just churches, like it's all kinds of organizations, you know, do this kind of thing. But making that Pray for graphic,
yep.
you could get that out there and you'd get so many likes and hundreds of shares because everybody yep. wants to be praying for that. Stop doing that. I think that's yeah. my advice for you. I think it's time for that season to end. I don't think social media really works that way anymore. I don't yeah. think you get rewarded the way that you want it to work. And frankly, it just feels like you're preying on misfortune in some ways. So be cautious yeah. with it at a minimum. So yeah. that being said, there are huge opportunities that are not in that vein for whatever that trend is right now that you can actually use to leverage your social media. So yeah. an example, like, and this is almost like in the tragedy realm, but I think it was acceptable. You remember a few years ago when there was the Chris Rock and Will Smith slap, right? That happened
course.
At the Oscars.
Yeah.
Like that's a perfect example of how much of social media revolved around that. Like something that everybody yeah. saw within a yeah. matter of 2 hours. Like, I don't care who you are. People maybe texted you or you saw it on social media. It's yeah. like, did you see what happened at the Oscars or those kinds of things? And like that kind of a thing, it became kind of a cultural moment. That's something that everybody can relate to. So I saw churches and businesses and all kinds of people make memes around it and just something that's a cultural moment at the time. Like I said, yeah. it is kind of bordering on tragedy because I felt
right.
bad for Chris Rock. It was just kind of weird at the same time. But like yeah. thinking about what those current events are, I'd stay away from the negative. But yeah. if there's really positive things that are happening, things that are trending, double down on that, make content around it, maybe even give your commentary or a spiritual perspective on things. I think that's really a healthy way to do that and can yield really great results. That's probably the biggest, it's a hack, but I think it's probably the
yeah.
biggest time investment to be doing these
yeah.
kinds of things. But I think it could be worth it. Last one, last
yeah.
kind of point is, hack is to interact daily with people. So this is another one that takes a little bit more time, but I'm
yeah.
not talking about like really like deep engagement. You don't have to like write blog posts in response to people's comments on things, right? I'm talking about things as simple as giving people a thumbs up. If somebody follows your church and you follow them back and you're seeing what they're doing on Instagram or they're on Facebook or whatever platform you're on, again, remembering that most people don't get any engagement on their posts, it goes a long way if you just give a thumbs up or a nice or a that's cool or awesome for you or praying for you or super simple things like that. That can make a really big impact. So one caveat, if you say praying for you, you have to actually do it. Like you can't just say praying for you.
Yeah.
I know that sometimes we do that and just ignore it, but actually enough to do, like Jesus says, you're not heard for your many words. So just say, Lord, be with that person.
That's
right. In that situation. That's good. You have to do that though. You have to actually pray for the person. So anyway, that's the tip. Is comment on this stuff. Go ahead, Ian.
That's right. No, that's it. Nothing much to add there. Like you said, it commenting often people can think is time consuming, and there's some times where you can go lengthier on some comments, just depending upon the nature of what it is. But whatever, just acknowledging it shows that you care. That's what we're called to in ministry as well. So and we actually do this praying
here at Reach Right. Actually, it's part of our social media team. We love to engage with our followers. So like if you do any comments on our post, we will always respond back. So even if it is a thumbs up or a like, as you said, like maybe you'll be inspired from this episode and you'll say great episode or something like that. We'll give you a thumbs up. We may even write more in this here, but that's something that our team really puts a lot of effort into. And then we're also proactive in, we love to take in your sermon shorts or the reels that you're putting out there, and we love to comment. So we know this because we do it as an organization. Yep. I know my church does this kind of stuff, so proven to work. Which hack was your favorite, Ian?
I think it's really just the location one because it's so easy, but it makes you so visible. I think so. To get 79% more engagement just by doing that one little simple thing, I think that's the best because it's the easiest and then you're going to reap the results from it the most. So that was my favorite personally. So
mine too. I think that's good. Yep. Closely followed by commenting on people in your city. I think it's a really good trick that will actually make some pretty quick results for you there. So hope this has been helpful for you. If it has been, leave us a comment, hit subscribe, drop us a like down below. Thanks guys for being a part of the Reach Right family, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.